Good morning. All right. It's a Sunday. As God gave us the rain, this is a wonderful morning. Okay, welcome everyone. Okay. Okay, thank you. I'm going to read a scripture from Genesis chapter 50. Verse 20 and 21, which is the last chapter. This is the whole thing that is wrapping up the whole, the theme of God's salvation, redemptive salvation history, and this is how it closed. I'm going to read it from Genesis chapter 50, verses 20 and 21. As for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good, to bring it about that many people should be kept alive as they are today. So do not fear, I will provide for you and your little ones. Thus he comforted them and spoke kindly to them. Amen. Amen. I think I have to rely on Mr. Tom, mine is not working. So based on this passage, I believe the title is appropriate to say that the theme is about God's design for God. I mean for good, I'm sorry. God designed for good. God designed any evil for good. Because of that, God's grace that He has planned for us, and we can live our lives that we can rely on God. Maybe but better, we change the battery, but it's okay. So what man designed for evil, God designed that evil for good. Or God used it for good. So either one or two, that is the one that we want to find out. Well, what God meant it when He said the what man designed for evil, God meant it for good. What can we say? God used it for good. So we just wanted to closely examine what really meant it. Can we say number one or number two? So we can have a correct view that how God is working in our everyday, daily life, each one of us. Okay? Let me share with you a story that, is from Japan. The fish name called a koi. Mostly that when we have this fish, you put them in a fish tank. Well, so we can watch closely. When we put them in a fish tank, it just grow that much that you can live in within that little space. But when it breaks out of the fish tank and goes to the sea, wow, well, I forgot to bring some picture. It is huge fish you will see. Because the water, the space is so wide, the fish can grow as much as, it was so big when I saw that picture. So compared to the little fish bowl and wow, open wide sea. So that's how so amazing. Or you can put in a pond. It still grows bigger compared to a fish bowl. So the koi fish, which grows a big within a space you choose to grow, which tells us that there's a potential for us to grow what the fish is designed to live. So let us break out of the fish tank and go to the sea. That is a spirit of this koi fish story. It's like goldfish. So how did God intend it for us to live our lives? Like in a fishbowl, right? Great ocean, greater abundant living. So I think we have to not to underestimate what God has designed for us to live our lives. We have to live up to the life that God has designed for each one of us. So that is someone that we would like to ponder upon God's message throughout this whole Bible. The Genesis 50 chapters is geared up to this conclusion. First, let us talk about our life, daily life, the story of us. Life is hard, but Bible is kept telling us that God is greater. God is greater. I know we are living up, our lives is not easy, but God is greater. God can help us. That's why we have to have a faith. We want to rely on God. Rely on God. Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 says, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and God saw that the light was good." So everything is good. Everything is good. God created perfect world. Yes, we've been blessed. Yes. So, but come to the point that, when there was a human being fall. Genesis chapter 3 verse 17 said it all changed. Because Adam and Eve, they didn't obey God's command not to eat from this tree. So the conclusion, result of all that was cursed is the ground because of Adam, Eve. What is the result? In pain, which means life is hard. You shall eat of it all the days of your life. You have to toil, you have to work. Ooh, that was the... thank you. Thank you. All right, it's working. The creation rejects the creator. That was the whole thing that really made our life harder. As a result, life is made more difficult. So that's the first point about our story. Romans chapter 3 verse 23 says, For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. All men fall. We have sinned. We are a sinner. Because we are sinners, our lives are hard. And we made bad choices. That's something that made us difficult. So, it is a broken world. And it is because of me, but not only me, because of others, somebody else too, someone else. So we know the Samaritan story about, is that man was just robbed and just stripped off and beat him and they departed. They leave this person in half dead. It is mainly because of other people, the life is harder. The man who was left for dead, that life is make us hard because others sin against us. So it is broken world, and it's because of me that I am a sinner, and because of someone else. But there's other good part. In Genesis chapter 2, verse 15, the Lord God took the man and put him, Adam, in the garden of Eden to work it and keep it and cultivate it and shape it, all that. So work that we were, when we were in the garden of Eden, the work was so good. And that made us in a good life. It was all designed by God. That first, the world was supposed to be good for us. But after the fallible human being, the world became a burden for us. So what God has intended was good. Last point is that life is hard, but everything, that despite of all that, God is greater. God is greater. So how can we be greater? According to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 8, our lives is difficult because we are afflicted in every way. But Christ, Jesus Christ, is much greater. We will not be crushed. Because life is hard, struck down, but not to be destroyed. But Christ is greater than this our life on earth. Always carrying the body, the death of Christ Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be manifested in our life, which is harder and hard. Wow! That is why it's greater. God is greater compared to our hard life, difficult life. So through our difficult lives, so we are being made more like Jesus, who is greater than every hardship and victorious over every pain. And you know, I was told to come up with a good slogan for our church. So our church name is New Life Church. When I read this scripture, wow, we live like Christ. So you know, the good slogan is New Life Church is live like Christ. Christ is greater. God is greater. The life is so hard. God has given us a new life, which is greater than any other life, which we always think about. It's so hard. But no, God is greater. We are putting up with Jesus Christ and his death. And where will we go? We see the resurrection. We see all the things that the Christ is victorious and he manifests him through our lives, our difficult lives. So that is who we are. So let's think about this whole principle and to the story of Joseph. Because from chapter 37 to 50, it's all about him. It's the last main character, starting from Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, and come to the point that Joseph, this whole redemptive story, he just summed it up. See, it's a providential parallel. Genesis chapter 37, verse 7. We were out in the field, tying up bundles of wheat. Suddenly my bundle stood up, and your bundles gathered around and bowed down to it. This is the story of Joseph's dream. It's meant to say, maybe he did not know at the time that he had that dream, all my brothers, you're going to bow down to me. And it's about the grain or the wheat. They didn't know why the wheat, the bundle of wheat is bowing down. But that's going to happen 22 years later. But not only that, come to the verse 9. I dreamed the sun, the moon, which is representing father and mother, and 11 stars is my brothers, bow down to me. Wow, I can vision that what's going to happen, because we know the whole story. But God knew it, God designed it, God started at the beginning. Something that will happen, and 22 years later. So God is behind the whole thing. He designed something for good. So what that means is God is working from the beginning. Genesis chapter 37, verse 28. After they heard that story, the dream, they didn't like it. They fled. They didn't like it. Out of the sinful desire and the hateful and jealousy, the 11 brothers. Well, they sold Joseph. It says, chapter 37, verse 28, they sold him to the Ishmaelites, who took him to Egypt. He becomes slave. But what is it? But not only, after that, he had a struggle with the, you know, the other people at the, you know, the Potiphar's and the house, and he was being accused as a raper, and he was drawn into a prison, and finally he got a chance to interpret Pharaoh, king of Egypt, this great man's a dream. This is relying on the someone who has to this, you know, interpret this whole dream, that it will help to running this government. This whole country was relying on interpretation of Joseph. Genesis chapter 41, verse 25 said, God has revealed. So God is working. God has revealed to Pharaoh, this is what Joseph is telling, what he is about to do. So he is, I mean, really working on this thing. For the famine, but not only the famine, that you will have abundant crops. Prosperity and the famine, it was God's working salvation, the redemptive, you know, work. Come to down to the verse 28, God has shown to Pharaoh that what he is about to do. I'm going to bring the prosperity, not only that, the famine too. And verse 32, the doubling of Pharaoh's dream, the two dreams that he had, means that the thing is fixed by God. He has planned it, he has designed it, and God will shortly bring it about. He will accomplish that what he has planned. Wow. So dream talks about his life. Actually, the event it has take a place in this, in a whole country, this region. There was a famine and there's a prosperity. Started from prosperity and famine. So this prosperity and this famine are the work of God, not just simple nature. There was a purpose for whole thing, this history that has took place. So not only his own personal life, Joseph, the one who was able to interpret the dream and God's plan, what God is about to do, and they were able to prepare the thing, events before it is taking place. He was so wise that he was able to discern and predict what is going to happen, because God has designed for the whole thing. And come to the last point, as he had that dream, the 11 stars and all those, the bundle of wheat, they just bowed down before Joseph, and they didn't even realize that he is the prime minister, he is their brother. But one day he found out that this is how this thing, whole thing designed by God. Chapter 45, verse 7, God sent me before you. It is not that you sent me, it is God sent me. You sold me into slavery, you meant it that one, but God meant the evil for good. God set me before you to preserve for you, my brothers, and everyone, a remnant on earth, and to keep alive for you many survivors. So it was not you who set me here, but God. This is the whole story. God meant evil for good. Last chapter 50, verse 20 that we just read, to bring it about that many people should be kept alive as they are today. So this whole story, before it even took place, God designed it 22 years ago before, and it has happened when was time was due. Your simple selling, that was the jealous selling of Joseph into slavery, was God's sending Joseph to save brothers, which is good. So that is why God is greater. God is greater. Not just good, God is greater. God is, life is hard, but God is greater. So that's why we said, God is good all the time. God is good all the time. God is good all the time. Because He is greater. He is greater. So we can put it this way. In the very act of evil, we can think about this way. There's two ways to think about. Anything that's a bad thing, when you see that my life is hard, there's two ways we can think about. And the sinful act, they were designing evil. And the same sinful act, God was designing good. So when we're going through the difficult time, always think about God is greater. God has designed this whole mess for our good. Our good. So the answer to that two questions, either one or two, which one is the correct one? God did not use evil for good after they meant it for evil. No, God is not using it. God already designed it. That is answer for our question. So everything that use this, Lord, no, much further, God designed it already. All right. So there's our level of faith is getting bigger, getting bigger. Let's have that kind of faith. So we saw that the story of Joseph, you know, the story of Joseph is resembling and is telling us about the story of Jesus. Because Jesus Christ suffered that all the evil, the people killed Jesus Christ, use it therefore our salvation. So whenever we are having fellowship, we're sharing the death of Jesus Christ, that will make us greater. That will bring lives, keep alive. We can save people because we are going through that difficult life. We're sharing the death of Jesus Christ. So that is the story of Jesus Christ. As we read the story of Joseph. See Matthew chapter 21, verse 42. The stone that the builders rejected, all those Israelite, Jewish people rejected Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior, Messiah, has become the cornerstone that brings us a salvation. This was the Lord's doing. And it is marvelous in our eyes. See, we see the resemblance. Joseph's story and Jesus' story. Joseph's brother's sin prepares us to see Jesus, because the very one who is suffering and being sinned against is a righteous one, our Jesus Christ. So salvation comes through the sin and suffering. Well, this kind of too long story, then the gospel of salvation was accomplished through the evil of a sinful man, as they kill the Son of God. So let's see that as we look on the, up on the cross, that He took my sin away and gave me the salvation. And He went through the, all those sinful acts of us, took that upon His shoulder. Yes, yes. He died for me. He died for my sin. And that made all evil for good. So how about your story? Can this be your story? Can it be? Let's bring it to our life. First thing that we come to this point, I don't want to ask you to just say amen to what we just studied. Let's see. This is a very heavy subject, but it is not that hard. Let's see. Deuteronomy chapter 29, verse 29 is easy to remember. It says, the secret things belong to the Lord our God, but the things that are revealed belongs to us and to our children forever. There's two things. It means there's a limitation to know everything what is going on. See, how do I know that all this difficult life is meant this evil for our good? We have a limitation. That's what it says. We have a limitation. Some of them is revealed to us, like Joseph's story. By that time, we didn't know it was a secret until it was revealed through the mouth of Joseph. It meant it evil. You did, but God meant it all evil for good. He was realized after 22 years until it was really revealed to everyone. Whole family, oh, they realized, oh my, God was behind this whole thing for 22 years. But some of them is a secret, some of them is captive, that we don't know why there is evil. Why I cannot see goodness in my life. And it's captive. I don't know that is if that is the case, that we can look up to the Bible verse. It says, Genesis chapter 2, verse 7. What was it? We are not allowed to eat the tree of the good and evil. Right? We should not. That's what God said it. So that is meant it, keep it secret. Not to eat of the tree. Unless God has revealed the whole good and evil. Well, that is much harder, Lord, but I want to know. I really want to know. But I'm not God. God is God. I'm not God. So that's why God is telling us this. Romans chapter 1, verse 17. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed. How? From faith for faith. As it is written, the righteousness shall live by faith. And let's connect it to the next verse. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, 17. The faith is preparing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison. So when we cannot see God's hand, His mighty hand, His good hand over this evil, what we can do is from faith for faith. Meanwhile, while we are living by faith, God will show us and is preparing us to see God's goodness. God's goodness. So, the whole life from here to the greater life God has designed it, from here to there is a leap of faith. That is only chance for us to have. Just live by faith. Yes, Lord, I can't see with my eyes, but I believe you, Lord. I believe you, Lord. So what God does is showing us this promise is that every moment and level of our suffering we are experiencing as we live by faith. The promise. Psalm chapter 16, verse 11, you make known to me the path of life. In your presence, there is the fullness of joy. At your right hand, a pleasure forevermore, evermore. So let us trust in the Lord, that which is mysterious, we can't as fathom His whole design, our whole will, God's will. And one day, we will, and we all will share all that pleasure that He has prepared for all of us. He has promised. He has promised for all that. So we just studied the Genesis, book of Genesis, throughout this whole month. And we realized one thing. We talk about Joseph's story. How about Jacob? Jacob, he had about 30 years starting from the place called Bethel. After 30 years, he came back to the same place, Bethel. When we were struggling with the Lord, show me your goodness. I've been expelled by my brother Esau. He was going to chase me and he's going to kill me because I stole. I just lie about it. I'm Esau. Give me that blessing, my father. And he took Esau's blessing for himself. So Esau was so mad and he was running for his life. And he got to the point at Bethel, he just prayed and prayed, help me, Lord. And God just appeared to him while he was asleep. It's all dream, right? Joseph and Jacob also. And show him his presence. I will be with you. I will be with you. You will come back. I will make you come back here safely. So believe me. And he said, I didn't know God was with me. I didn't know God was with me. I realized He is with me. But when he came back again, he said, He has been with me. He couldn't see God is good out of this evil, which he is lying. He did some awful thing, but he came back safely. And Israel didn't kill him. He got God's blessing. He said, He has been with me and has been revealed to him after 30 years. Can we have that faith just like Jacob and Joseph? Let us have that faith. Yes, we pray to the Lord. Lord, it's so hard. My life is so hard, mine and yours and everyone. We know why. But not only think about the broken world, not only think about that I'm a sinner, not only think about the other people are doing something sin against me, think about God is good. But not only God is good, God is greater. God is greater. That is the whole message. I'm finishing my whole chapter, 50th chapter of Genesis that I've been preaching for since the day I started. While my pastor has been absent, and she is here, and God will work mightily. New Life Church, live like Christ. And then God will bring and show us what is good. I've been this doing for your church. Now all those, it's a broken world and the sinners, but God, the New Life Church, you are living like me, and you will see God has designed all those evil for good. You know, I'm weeping, I'm crying. I'm not preaching this word easy, hard, just plenty. No, I am suffering too. I cry for you and for everyone because I know life is hard. I'm not saying that life is easy. I know every one of you, but prayer list, I know prayer requests, we all know. I'm not denying that life is hard. It is. But we want to have that correct vision that God is with me. God is working in my life. Let us have the faith. Let's keep on praying. I'm praying with you. I'm praying for you. I'm praying for everyone. New Life Church, we live like Christ. Share and have a fellowship with the death of Jesus Christ and reveal, manifest the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Lord Heavenly Father, thank you for telling us God's message, revealed to us. This is revelation.